Here we go.
Hello, I'm Jasper. I'm 15 and I'm live in Redruth.
Brilliant.
Okay, so the other day, about a couple of days ago, I was at a Nosloan, which is a dance event in Cornwall where they play music and we all do Cornish steps to it. And we're in the Cornish Bank, which is in Falmouth, and I was dancing and I noticed there was an outside area just around the back, and I didn't know how we actually got there. So I was with my group of friends and some of them had disappeared, and I saw them on the outside area, so I wanted to get outside. So I talked to someone and I said, how do I get outside? And they said, oh, well, you go out that door, and they pointed in a general direction to one side of the room. And then you go around the back and then you go up the stairs and you'll be there. So I thought, okay, that's fine. So I walked in that direction and I realized that there was two doors. So I didn't know which one to go through, but then I saw someone open one of the doors and walk out. So I thought, okay, it's there. So I opened the door and it led me into this weird, almost soundboxy room. I didn't know where it was, but I assumed it was a backstage area. So I didn't really think I should have been there. But then I decided to go through the next door just to see if it did lead outside. So I pushed it open and there were some stairs leading down into this kind of weird hallway type room. So I decided to go down and the door clicked behind me. I went down and I realized that there was three doors. One of them had a keypad on, another one had a padlock on, and then the final one was cage-like bars. So I thought, oh, I've gone the wrong way. None of these doors are opening. So I went to turn round, and I realised the door I had just gone through had no handle and had just locked behind me. I then spent the next 20 minutes walking around aimlessly in this room, attempting to work out how to get out. The cagey bars led to an outside area, so I was trying to call for help. But essentially, all my friends were now inside, dancing around in the Nosloan, and I was locked in this soundproofed, padlocked room, almost like a cage. I realised that this part was part of some kind of flats where people live above the Cornish Bank. And it was only when two random teenagers walked through one of the doors and saw that I was stuck, and I said, oh, can you help me? And they said, yeah, sure, that's fine. And then they walked over to a wall and flicked a switch that said exit on, and the cage-like door just fell open. And I realised the exit had been there all along, and I had just been sitting for 20 minutes in essentially a prison.
That's very good. That's a great story.